An eternal spark, I call you healer. You can mend any broken heart, I call you faithful father. You finish everything you start. My soul was made to respond. I know you by a thousand names, and you deserve it. Single word, you've given me a million ways to be amazed at what you've done, and I am lost in wonder at all you did. I know you by a thousand names, and I'll sing them back to you. Never giving up on me, I call you bondage breaker. Cause you're handing out the prison keys. My soul was made as it was to be free. I know you by a thousand names, and you deserve every single one. You've given me a million ways to be amazed. See what you've done, and I am lost in wonder at all you did. I know you by a thousand names, and I'll sing them back. I'll sing them yes, back. Sing them to back. You, to you, to you, to I'll you. I'll sing them all back. You deserve I'll sing them all back. You're the great I am. You are King forever, the beginning and the end. You are Lord and servant. You're the Son of Man. You're the Lion of Judah. You're the risen Lamb. You're the second Adam. You lead us home. You are Yahweh's glory, now revealed in flesh and bone. And you are ocean parted. You will make a way. You are dead.
Sean and Phil, so good to see you guys. Thanks so much for jumping in and making this happen.
Thanks so much for having us. Great to be here.
Man, I love this song. We were just talking about just the lyric is so amazing and how you guys have described all the names of God in this. But maybe, Phil, start with you. But talk about this a little bit, how the song got started. I know you guys took a while on it.
This one was a journey. It was a journey. I was reading a book by a friend, but also someone I look up to, John Mark Comer, God Has a Name. And it's going through that verse where God tells his name to Moses. I'm Yahweh, full of compassion, abounding in love and faithfulness. Yeah. And there's so much importance in that moment in scripture. I think it's the most quoted scripture in scripture or in the Old Testament. Like people go back to that verse always. There's a lot of importance in that of Yahweh. God saying, I am Yahweh, and this is a part of my name. And he starts saying all these different things. And I'd spent a good amount of time thinking on that. Like the name is more than just a sound that signifies a face, but it carries all this meaning. And it was like just thinking through all the names of God and Shepherd and Savior and Jireh and all these different things. I just thought, man, there's got to be, it'd be fun to write a song about that says a lot of names of God, you know? It's not always the most singable thing when you choose to say like 32 names of God, you know? So I was waiting for the right thing to come along. And then my friends that make like beats and rhythms and stuff to go like behind cinematic things, they sent me this track and I was listening to it in my car. And over this moment in the song, I just started singing, I know you by a thousand names, you deserve everything. And the chorus just flowed out. Yeah. Wow. And I had it for a while. And it really struck me as something, I can't wait to sing that when it's done. And I tried to finish it over and over and over, and I just didn't have the chops. But I found someone who did have the chops. And so I'm talking too much because you got to take it over. No. But I showed you that chorus, and then you responded with the text a little bit later with this verse, right?
Yeah, well, you showed me the chorus. I was really struck in my spirit by it because I feel like, you know, when you learn a name of God, it's because he's built a bridge to you, you know.
I love that.
It's revealing. It reveals a part of his nature because he closes the gap. So if you are a wanderer, you're going to meet him as the shepherd. Or if you're an orphan, you're going to meet him as father. Or even if you're stuck inside of sins that you can't shake, like you're going to meet him as friend of sinners. Like he's going to come to your house.
So good.
He's going to prepare a table and have dinner with you. And so it's kind of overwhelming to sing God's names because it's just full of all these encounters. And so I was kind of freaking out about the chorus. And then the task of, well, we got to fill this song with as many names as we can. Yeah. So we just started working on these verses, texting back and forth, letting them simmer, making sure they're right. And then the trick with the bridge is you just say consecutively as many names as you can, which is beautiful as long as you don't get off, you know.
Right.
So
But yeah, there's something so powerful. I love the way you put it. I've never heard it that way. But when you say the name of God, it's because of what he's proven to us. And to build a bridge, I even like that more. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and I love that, you know, in a congregation on Sunday, you've got all those experiences sitting out there, right? And so I love a song like this because there's all these identifying points, these connection points between God and the people who are singing out there. And as you guys are, you know, as you're singing in this bridge, like all these names of God, all these things that who God is, you know, the people, you know, I'm sitting in the congregation going, yeah, that one's mine.
Yep.
Yeah, that one's mine.
Yep.
You know, and it just adds, you know, oftentimes I think as writers, we have a hard time finding language that kind of talk about who God is, but we've given in scripture, we're given all these names, you know, that we can pull from. And it, while it still doesn't fully capture the essence of all that God is, it puts some imagination and thoughtfulness and words around like all that God is to us.
I know.
And man, what an incredible thought. Yeah. Just an incredible lyric.
Singing them back is handing them back is worship, I think. Mm-hmm. So,
Well, Sean, walk us through what you're playing. You're capo 3, is that right?
That's right, B flat. But I'll just tell you the numbers. So the progression is 6, 5, and then 1/3, 4. And the only like thing to maybe make note of is there's this little push. So the whole time it's 6 and then push. And then again, 1/3, push.
I'm accentuating the pushes yes. in my body here.
So that's the verse yes. that I call you maker push. You give life an eternal push. Yeah, that's it. The chorus is the same. I know you by a thousand. And then the only change is that halfway through the chorus, you change up the chords a little bit. You start with the one. Lost into the two, wonder. And then back to the same thing. At all you do.
And then the bridge is actually the bridge that
is,
exact same.
Is that progression over and over again. You are Lord and servant. You're the Son of Man. It just walks up. Mm. So it's not hard. And it's a little bit, I like that it's faster.
Yeah, that's
but it's joyful.
The song has like, so we both recorded versions yeah, of the yeah. song and they're a little different, but they obviously are very similar, have all the same melodies and same lyrics and a lot of the same parts. But when I'm listening back to your version and even on mine, it's got this thing where like it makes me want to just like get up and like run as fast as I can because yes. it's got all this energy. Mm. But I don't think I've teared up just worshiping God to a song on mm. my whole new project more than this song. And then when you sent yeah. me your version, you like just dug. It's more even more gritty and rocking, and
it is a little rocking.
It. Mm. And I couldn't stop texting you how pumped
yeah.
I was.
Yeah.
So if you haven't heard Sean's version, go ahead. I love it because it's got this real heart of worship. Yeah. But then it's at 130 beats per minute.
Yes.
You yeah. know, so right. it's got a cool marriage right there.
Yeah.
Well, guys, such an amazing song. Excited to have the song being out in the churches and, yeah. and what it's going to do in the congregations to encourage people. And so thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it.
Of course. Thank you. Thank you.